Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. Praise God. So victory should be in everything we think. I'm a poor loser. Boy, I get mad when I lose. Cry, kick, stomp. I was playing football. I didn't like to lose. Didn't much. I had a very interesting experience. I went to high school in Fort Worth, here in Fort Worth, Texas, at Pauley High School. And we were the team that I was on, that when on the B squad, we decided we were going to win district. When we got on the A squad, well, we did, because we decided to. We worked harder, and we won district. Got beaten by district. Well, the next year, we went to the semifinals for the state of Texas crown. I was born on the 6th of December, 1936 in Lubbock, Texas. 6 weeks later, January or so of 1937, we moved to Abilene. Well, I went to South Junior in Abilene, Texas. North Junior, no. We played North Junior. But I wanted to be an Abilene Eagle. Oh. And my dad came in and said, "We're moving to Fort Worth." What? Guess who we played in the semifinals? H.P. Hawkins was their quarterback. He was also a pitcher on the baseball team, and I was his catcher. Jimmy Biggs was the linebacker. The first time they handed me the ball, Biggs says, "Copeland got it," and they piled on me. They beat me up. Oh, and they had a guard by the name of Thomas. He came from North Junior, so I didn't know him. But I was a fullback and back and a power back. And Hunter gave me the ball, and we just stopped dead still right there. And the people in the press box could hear our pads come together. And there was a cartoon that came out calling me Tractor. We got beat 46-0, but since it was my buddies that won, it tickled me. And after the game, man, we're slapping one another around. They went ahead and won the state. But it took state champions to beat us. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the way we need to be with the devil. Glory to God. Win every battle. Win every victory. Praise God. Win it with the word of the living God. Father, we thank you again today for this book, and we look for divine insights and ideas and concepts coming from your heart and your mind. And Lord Jesus, we receive it. We thank you that you are the Lord Advocate General of the church. You're our commander, and we give you praise and honor today for it by your Spirit. So if you would, open your Bibles to the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Well, okay. What does that mean? Well, it'll tell you before we get done here. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, wait a minute. Over in the book of Hebrews, this same man baptisms. So which is it? Both. And at his writings, baptism in water. Everybody should be baptized in water. I was baptized as a little boy. Gloria was baptized as a little girl. But Harold Nichols, our pastor, baptized Gloria, John, Kelly, and me in water. So I qualify, okay? Water baptism. Then, baptism of the Holy Spirit. Immersed in the Spirit of God. Opening the door to the gateway to the supernatural through the speaking in other tongues or a language you didn't learn in the natural. And three, being baptized into the body of Christ. So when we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, really whether we understood it or not, we were immersed into this body. So baptisms. Amen. So it's one baptism in three parts. All right. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Say in you all.
In you all.
So he's in me. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, of the Anointed One. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But also he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. There it is again. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill or fulfill all things. And he gave. Who? Jesus. He gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. He gave some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, which is the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, grow up into Jesus. Glory to God. Quit being a baby Christian. Well, he forgot my birthday. Wonder why. Was it worth remembering? Oh, on the 13th day of this month. Amen. Gloria and I will have been married 60 years and 8 months. Because when she and I were married, I didn't know it at the time. Because I was scripturally illiterate. So was she. We were born free. Had no religious background. Glory to God. But her unconditional love changed my life completely. Before I met her, depression was a way of life. Bitterness, she turned it all around. Then 6 months later, both of us accepted Jesus. And second day of November, 1962. Glory to God. Amen. So there you have it. So then we wound up at Oral Roberts University, and I was 30 years old, and I didn't know the significance of that at the time. But in praying about it, because we were broke and in debt, and Gloria said she'd marry me before she found out the debts that I had. Anyway, but the Lord taught us how to get rid of that by faith. And so I just praying my heart out the night before I was supposed to register. And I just stopped and I thought, well, I was praying in tongues just hard and fast as I could. I thought, well, if I'd be quiet, what if he'd say anything? And on the inside, well, it's about time. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Get on your feet. Man, I hit a military brace. I'm standing there. I'm shaking all over. He said, I called you here and I'll take care of you here. They can't make a minister out of you. I've already made a minister out of you. All they can do is train you. Your ministry starts now, not after you get out of school. So the 24th day of January, glory to God, will be 56 years. Well, I mean, you know, you can stumble up on a few things in 56 years. I had some outstanding teachers. Amen. Now, notice, I want you to see this now. All these ministry gifts, till we all come in the unity of the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man unto the measure, a mature man in the stature and the fullness of Christ, of the anointed one. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. If it took apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers then to perfect the body of Christ, God doesn't change. It takes all five now. And in the Baptist church where I was, there wasn't but two, pastor and evangelist. I thought that's what I was. That's what Oral Roberts was and is. Even though he's in heaven, he is a powerful picture of the New Testament evangelist. Win souls, miracles, power. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But the devil's still after the prophet today, just the same as he was then. Yeah. He hasn't changed either, except he had the slats kicked out of him and he lost the authority that he gained from Adam. Adam was literally the God of this world because God created it. So what's the first thing that you and I need to do? Well, the first thing we need to do is go back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. Well, what does that mean? What does it say in the book of Hebrew? In the beginning, Elohim. Plural. Plural. Who? It records God and His Spirit. Let us make man in our image. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes. Now, I can take the Bible and prove it to you. You can prove it to yourself. The Father spoke to Jesus. Jesus did the speaking. He's the power of a man. he's destined to live in this planet as a man. God manifested in the flesh. Through him, all things were created. By him, through and by him were all things created. So it was his voice. Is this fun or not?
Yes.
And I, you know, I've already brought up enough today to get you into a lot of trouble. You just go around talking to most Christians about this and praise God. And you know, people get all upset about the way you baptize somebody in water. So I just cover all the bases. I baptize you in the name of the Father and in the name of his Son, Jesus, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, what gripe do you have coming now? I don't dunk three times, but maybe. Like that fellow that claimed he is a deep water Baptist. And his son brought his bride to be. And he said, "Now, Daddy, we're in love with one another." He said, "Well, I don't blame you. She's pretty." And he said, "She's been baptized?" Yes, sir. But in her church, you know, they sprinkle. Nope. Got to be under the water. I'm a deep water Baptist. So he went through this whole rigmarole. Well, so he said, "Well, you know, maybe just a little bit." Nope. Deep water Baptist. He said, "What you mean is she's got to get wet all the way up on top of her head." He said, "That's it." He said, "Well, that's fine. She's already been wet on the top of the head. She qualified." But that's just how bent out of shape people get over nothing. The word baptized means to immerse. That's what it means. So, I had the honor and the privilege of baptizing a serial killer in the Bexar County Jail, San Antonio, Texas, Stephen Moran. Baptized him in water. By his own admission, he had killed 21 women. He kidnapped a woman, and the police were after him then. He kidnapped her with her car, and he kept telling her to shut up. She kept telling him, "You're not going to kill me. You're not going to kill the only person that ever loved you." He said, "Woman, if you don't shut up, you don't know who I am, and I will kill you." She said, "Well, is it all right if I listen to my tape?" He said, "I don't care what you listen to as long as you shut your mouth." She had one of my tapes in her tape deck in her car. He slammed on the brakes and he said, "Who said that?" And he looked over in the back seat. She said, "What, Stephen?" "I heard these words, Stephen, this is your last chance, son." She said, "That was the Spirit of God." Well, she just led him to the Lord right there. And he said, "You think I could surrender to Brother Copeland?" She said, anyway, she dropped him off in a hotel, in a post office. Just dropped him off there in the post office and let the police know where he was. She said, "Now, Stephen, I'm not going to lie for you." He said, "I wouldn't expect you to." He and I became very, very close friends. And I told him, he said, I won't life in prison. He said, "I want to be executed. I want to go home and be with Jesus." He said, nobody, my family, he said, my little boy's 5 years old. He said, I just want to get out of here. And, but it was an amazing journey with a man that had been a serial killer, but is now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So now he became in prison on death row. I told him, I said, Stephen, you have an opportunity to become an expert on prayer. You get into the Bible and you learn it. He said, I will. So while he was on death row, I mean, by being an expert in prayer, he began to teach prayer. And he prayed for everybody that came in there. He got them all saved. Oh, you got around Stephen Moran, you're going to get saved. He saw to it. He see to it that you got baptized in the Holy Ghost. So see, the perfecting of the saints for the work of the job of the ministry, which is the edifying of the body of Christ. It worked right there in the Walls unit of the Texas State Penitentiary. And during that time, a revival broke out there in that prison and developed the prison ministry of this ministry, which now Mike Barber is head of in his own ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And we have partners in prison today. They get the partner letter. Amen. Amen. Glory to God, I'm telling you. The perfecting of the saints for the work of the job of the ministry, which is the bit of building up the edifying of the body of Christ, whether you're in jail or not.
Yes.
I walked out one night. A man, the only Bible he had was a great big white coffee table Bible. That thing was... And he walked me as far as he could go. And in Huntsville, there's big, large, past... polished brass gates right there. It's an old prison. And he walked up there and he said, Copeland, I want you to know I'm freer now in here than I ever was when I was on the bricks. He's a free man.
Amen.
And later on, I asked Warden Harvey about him. He said he's out preaching the gospel. He had 700 years, by the way. And we're out of time again today. But to edify, hear me, edifying the body of Christ, that's your job. We'll be back in a few moments.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry. To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Have you ever asked, what is my purpose in life? Well, I'm here to tell you the truth. God has always had a plan for you. He loved you and chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world. His good plan for you includes life, healing, and prosperity for your spirit, soul, and body in all areas of life. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. All it takes is for you to ask Him to come into your heart. Gloria Copeland prayed a simple prayer. She just said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. So pray this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, here I am. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I ask you to lead, guide, and direct me. In the name of Jesus, I receive you as Lord of my life. Holy Spirit, fill me up to overflowing. I receive your Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you're born again. Your spirit is alive unto God, and you have His faith inside of you. Today is the beginning of your new life in Jesus. Every victory Jesus won belongs to you now. And to help you develop your faith and learn more, KCM has some resources for you called the Salvation Package. There's a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You, along with some information that you'll need to get you started reading your Bible and studying how to walk with Jesus. Request your Salvation Package today. It's free on kcm.org. Continue to develop and grow your faith and grow spiritually by reading your Bible and spending time in God's presence. Go to a church that preaches God's Word, and as you speak and think God's Word and do things God's way, you'll have His good results.
Pastor, is what you're preaching edifying or building up the body of Christ or not? Evangelist, what are you all about? Yielding yourself to the evangelist Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was sent to seek and save the lost? Are you all about money in your ministry? You need to get over that and get by that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The apostle, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, study these. Yes. We have to have this knowledge. Yes. Well, yeah, but I'm not in the ministry. Yes, you are. I don't care if you're in the shoe business. You're called to be a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a witness, which makes you an evangelist on the street, evangelist in the schoolroom. I'll tell you, public schools around this world right now could use some strong evangelists right in the middle of all this chaos that the devil has caused and the strife. Amen.
Amen.
We're out of time again. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember this. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.